Well, good morning. How are you? Good to see you. 6:45. Brock Hunter.
I can imagine in that movie, Uncle Buck is those giant pancakes. Happy birthday!
God, you love Uncle Buck so much. It's ridiculous.
I can barely get him through the door.
It's like a weird obsession with Uncle Buck. I mean, it's a good movie, but not for as much as you talk about it. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. They got your car, truck, SUV taken care of. They specialize in Asian import brands, but they'll work on any make or model, get you back on the road safely, quickly. Advanced Import Repair.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Getting healthier.
I feel better. I feel better. Breathing easier. Well, the long-in-the-works Ronnie James Dio documentary will have its world premiere March 17th at the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas. Dio, Dreamers Never Die, features interviews with Dio's Black Sabbath bandmates Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler, Rob Halford of Judas Priest, Lita Ford, and Jack Black. The film covers his days doing doo-wop in the 50s up to his death of stomach cancer in 2010. The film will have an online screening for virtual attendees of the festival on March 18th. There's no word yet on what the distribution plans are for the film as well. I had no idea Ronnie James Dio did doo-wop in the 50s.
Yeah, me neither. That's interesting.
I'm excited to see this.
There's a lot of artists like that. Like you were saying, was it Brian Johnson? Didn't really sound like Brian Johnson in the band before.
No. So he was in a band called Geordie, which had more of a kind of disco rock sound to it. And they had some minor success over there in the UK. And then he actually didn't even plan on going to the audition for AC/DC.
Just kind of happened.
He didn't even plan on going. And it was just like, I wasn't going to go. He didn't think he could make it. And then he just popped over. He had to go. Yeah, good thing he did. Well, think about it. If he didn't, we wouldn't know AC/DC that we know today. Be completely different.
Interesting how some artists evolve into what we know of them as today, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm really excited for this. It's been a long time coming. Again, Dio, Dreamers Never Die, premiering South by Southwest Film Festival. I'm sure it'll be distributed soon after that once they kind of figure out the plan. But
it's kind of like that CD you showed me that one time of like your first couple radio breaks. Didn't sound anything like you, Brock.
No.
There's no scratch in your voice. Hey, this is Brock. I'm like, that's you.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is going to be a good time.
And now life just beats you down so badly. Hey, what's up? This how you sound.
Rode hard, put up wet. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, the day dubbed the day the music died. 1959, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper, and pilot Roger Peterson died in a plane crash in Iowa. This was obviously a huge deal. Some of the biggest artists of that time, and young, too. That was 1959.
Wow.
So, you know the Don McLean song, American Pie. Right?
Oh, yeah.
The day the music died. This is what he's singing about that. That's the day the music died with these artists. And believe it or not, Buddy Holly only got on that flight. I believe it was Buddy Holly. It might have been Ritchie Valens. No. It was Buddy Holly. Ritchie Valens was feeling under the weather. So a guy gave his seat up to him so he could get to the next. They were on a big tour, right? Mm-hmm. And he wasn't feeling well. And so one of the other musicians, I can't remember which one. I wish I would have just looked this up. But anyway, one of the other musicians on the tour said, Richie, you're not feeling well. Why don't you take this plane? You'll get to our next destination faster than riding on that cold bus. Buddy Holly won a coin flip to get on the plane.
Oh.
That was it. So they did a coin flip to get and then he got on the plane and obviously then fate took over at that point and they weren't in the sky very long, I believe, when they crashed. So, yep.
Sad day, man.
Sad day. You know, obviously, Buddy Holly, 22, big but Ritchie Valens, 17. He had just like made it big like over the last 6 months and then it was all taken away right there. So, if you ever get a chance to watch La Bamba, the great movie with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Hey, you've been telling me about
that. Oh, dude, it's so good. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.